You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action in Navan and 8 race cards to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, mate. Very well.
Good man. Bit of a Brucey bonus. You're on the radio show this afternoon on Racing Radio and we're going to get your thoughts at Navan as well. What do you make of it there today?
I think it's a really good card, yeah. It's a typical autumn feel to it. I do like these back-end Navan cards, nice in Navan, because you get a lot of runners, big feels. A lot of horses for the future. The 2-year-old and the 3-year-old races are quite good. The maidens, quite a few trainers are teeing a few up for the back end. And with Dundalk around the corner, you'd see the likes of Mickey Halford and Jim Balder, John Ox, readying a few for the winter campaign. And I've got a really strong vote in the 4:15 as well, which we'll get onto in a second.
All right, just a quick update on the going as well before we get stuck into it. It's different to as advertised in the paper. We've had 7.5 mil of rain since declaration time, so the ground is now yielding, good to yielding in places. But that might suit a few of your fancies today, Andy, from what I hear.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, all of them got 4 months soft ground, particularly because I had a nap in the 4:15. I could have done with a drop of rain. To be fair, it wouldn't have made any difference what the ground was, but it'll slow others down and increase his chances rather than hinder them. So, yeah, I'd be quite confident of him running a nice race.
All right, well, stay tuned to find out what the nap is. The first race, though, is the 1:45. We start here with an Irish Selling Farms EBF Fillies Maiden. It's over 6 furlongs, and After Dawn is the 9-4 market leader. 11-4 for Gift Wrap, 9-2 for No, 6-1 for Piazzini, 8s for Intense Stylist, 9-1 for Retinal, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in this opening Fillies Maiden, Andy?
Well, I'm going to go with Gift Wrap here. She's got some good form, the best form in the race. Just got to hope that obviously Davy Watson's filly by Invincible Spirit After Dawn isn't up to scratch on debut. The market suggests it might well be, but up to now I think Gifford Apmacassay has got the best piece of individual form. That was down in Tipperary back in June when she was second to Waterloo Bridge, subsequent Royal Ascot winner, of course. The time figure that race was pretty useful as well, but God knows what happened to Cork when she was odds on favourite. She was a massive disappointment that day. I remember tipping her thinking she was a bit of a penalty kick, but everything that could go wrong did go wrong. She was slowly away, which is always a difficulty on that sharp, flat track. She got a little bit behind the eight ball. She was a bit unbalanced, and she never really looked like putting in a potent threat at all. And to be fair, Shane Fader was pretty quiet on her throughout that race. He recognised that she wasn't going to figure in the finish. It was no point beating her up. They've subsequently given her plenty of time off. They've obviously probably worked on a few things at home to get her back to what they believe is their best form. They put the hood on for the first time as well. She's drawn in stall one, which in the early part of the racing here at Navan, I think will play into her strengths. It's only really later on when the horses swing into the home straight that they come down the middle. So I think she's got everything in her favour today to get back on track. So let's go with Gift Wrapped, who does look a Gift Wrapped selection at 3-1 in the first.
Ah, nicely done. Gift Wrap for Andy then in the 1:45. The 2:15 is the second race on the card. This is a maiden for Colts and Geldings over 6 furlongs. Interesting betting this morning. A likely story is 6-4, having been nudged out from 11-8. Al Mahalal is 11-4 into 7-4. 13-2 from 9-2 for Munshid. Still Life is 9-1. 12s for Ocean Tides and 14s or bigger for the others. Priced up as a bit of a match, but all the money this morning seems to be for the Jim Bolger runner, Andy.
Yeah, that's probably the way I'd go as well. I think they're both similar types, a likely story and Al Mohalhal. But I quite like this Bolger horse. He was involved in a very hot race the other day at Galway. I think the winner's okay. Ebedai in the horse in the Dermot Weld stable. Cole Porter was very strongly fancied. And Al Mohalhal, he did quite well to keep on tabs with those two horses. They finished well clear of the rest. I fancied one that finished third. Horse had got some good previous experience. And the sectional times in that race for the back end were quite good, so they were obviously trapping on a bit. Whether we quite stayed the mile is obviously open to debate. Interesting that Connections now drop it back to 6. I think this will be an aggressive ride here by Kevin Manning as well. I think he'll have this horse out from the front and he'll try and run the sting out of a likely Story, who, as I said, shaped well on debut at Dundalk behind one of Aidan O'Brien's, who was quite easy to back on the day, General MacArthur. It looks a match between the two. Just further down the line, just keep an eye on a horse called Ocean Tides. I don't think for 1 minute this horse will be troubling the judge today, but I think David Watchman's got a nice colt on his hands there, and he's caught the eye twice, being very tenderly ridden. I think nurseries are definitely going to be something to keep an eye on for him later on, but that's for another day. But I'll go with Al Mahalhal, and hopefully the commentator can get the pronunciation right when he's calling him home.
Hopefully so, yes. A bit of a tongue twister, that Al Mahalhal. 2.45 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile. It's for three-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65. 5-2 on the field this morning with Rapid Eye at the top of the market. 11-2 for Jackie Ellis. Clocked is 7-1 with Pontificate. 8-1 for Angel's Gift. That one's a reserve, though. Yes, I Am is 12s with Regal Power, Our Mini Kiniko, and Mr. Moondance. It's 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Wide open handicap, Andy. Who'd you like in the 2.45?
Not a great deal, but there is one horse that regular podcasters all know that if you cast your minds back to early on in the season, I went for quite a few times, and he never really run up to the expectations I was expecting, and that is a horse called Yes, I Am. But he's just an interesting runner here. I think he's quite well handicapped, and he's gone to a different trainer now, Shane Nolan, and it might just be the making of him. You never know, different stable, different barn, different regime, and they put the tongue tie in for the first time today, which obviously could help. And if you just look at some of his early form, fourth behind Casual Casualty back at Cork in a very fast time, then he was sixth behind Bobby Jean when he didn't get the clearest to run. Third to Princess Aloof at Leopardstown. That will give him an unbelievably good chance here. Princess Aloof, of course, has won several good races subsequently. He's now rated in the 90s. This horse has tumbled down the ratings courtesy of several really disappointing runs subsequently. He's now off a mark of 61, but I do think he's much better than that. He's got a reasonably good draw, but like I say, the key to him is the switch of stable. If that works, he just can't possibly be a 14-1 shot. So in a really weak race, I think he stands out here. So, Yes, I Am. Just hoping that the stable turnaround works the oracle with him.
Yes, I Am, for Andy. Then in the 2.45, the fourth race on the card is another maiden. This one's over a mile. And Golden Raven heads the market. Opened up at 2-1, was pushed out to 5-2. Proved to be too big, because now back into 15-8. 9-4 for McGuigan. Valak is 11-4. It's 9-2 for Streak Taipan, and 16-1. Or bigger prices for the others. So only a few of these considered in the betting, Andy, and the money seems to be coming now for Golden Raven. So how do you see the 3.15 going?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I see it as well. I thought this race was between McGuigan and Golden Raven out of that race over the course and distance back in the early part of the month. But as is often the case, when you get a Mickey Halford horse that runs very eye-catchingly first time out, it would be folly to not go down the route and tip them for the second time, because they often improve massively from one run to the second. And he looked the best horse in the race for me for a long majority of that contest. He come there cruising, coming down the hill, ran about three out, and he looked as though when he went to the front or joined the leader, he was going to go on and win. But he just got a little bit tired once he met the rising ground, and Shane Foley was a little bit easy on him and quite considerate later on. But hopefully that kindness will be repaid here. Hopefully he might get a good chance here to turn the form around with McGuigan, who has run particularly well in quite a few maidens subsequently. But at the same time, he's now looking just a little bit exposed. So I'm going to go with the improvement, or expected improvement here, with Mickey Halford's Golden Raven. He's very strong in the market this morning, and that obviously means that the Halford team really fancy him today.
Golden Raven for Andy then in the 3.15. The 3.45 is the fifth race on the card. This is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies handicap. It's over a mile, and Antique Platinum is the 11-4 favourite. 4-1 for Cudshud Wood. Back on top is 5-1. 7-1 for Dreamcraft. Callum Moore also sevens, as is I Bergman. 8-1 for Ringside Humour, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite a warm race, as Andy could give a case to at least three or four of these.
Yeah, but there's one standout horse, or two if you include another horse in the race, on the speed figures, and that's Antique Platinum and Ringside Humour. They come out of that race, it was won by Factual Folklore the other day, and for people that listen to the podcast on a regular basis, I know that I quite fancied William McCreary's charge the other day when he went to Listowel off the back of that time figure, and she not only won again, she actually ran even faster the other day. So I do think this is a decent piece of form. Antique Platinum was the only one who got within hailing distance of the runaway winner. Back in fourth is Ringside Humour, who, to be fair, didn't get beat too far. So there is a crumb of comfort, or a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel with that one, if you fancy it at a price. And Jim Bulger's filly has run quite well at the track on a couple of occasions this season, but I'll have to go with the Wild Runner over the Bulger Runner predominantly. And at 11-4, I think she rates quite a good bet in this Wide Open Fillies race.
Antique Platinum Friendly there. Then the 4:15 is the sixth race on the card. This is the Flower Hill Handicap. It's over a mile and a quarter, and it's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 50-80. To Choose is the 11-2 favourite, having been supported from 7-1 this morning. Tetrates is 6-1. 13-2 for Ning's Eye. Colour Rhapsody 13-2 as well. Sevens for Monolite, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. It's nap time for you, Andy. Which one do you side with in the 4:15?
Yeah, this is the big daddy today for me. To Choose is the selection and the nap in this 4:15. I was a little bit annoyed that I didn't make it my single sole selection when it won here, when it won at the Curragh two starts ago. I ended up halving my bets, if you like, because there was another horse that I went for. But he won really comfortably that day, I thought, at the Curragh. And it wasn't a great surprise because he didn't handle the track the time before at Roscommon. Again, when I napped him, he just got too far back in a strongly run race and couldn't quite make up the ground that he lost, but he put in a really good late burst to suggest that he was still in good form. And the same comments apply last time out here over this course and distance when he was sent off 5-1 favourite, but he had absolutely no chance from a very early stage when Ross Coatley obviously decided there was only one way to ride him, and that was to drop him in from stall 23. Unfortunately, those tactics backfired and he ended up with no horses behind him turning into the house straight. He had no chance of winning, but what an unbelievable run it was to finish seventh. He's virtually like cutting them down one by one as the furlongs tick by, and you just left the impression that if he'd have been anywhere near them or close to turning in, he would have won that race comfortably. It was a really good speed figure as well. It was the fastest on the car. They went a good gallop, so he was obviously swimming against the tide. And the fourth horse, also called Dewline, who runs in the last race, went on to boost the form with a win at Lestal the other day. So I do think this form is okay. I think To Choose by a million miles the best horse in it, but he's got a much better draw today. He won't mind the ground. There's plenty of rain around when he won at the Curragh, and he's still off the same mark that he was here last time out. So everything looks set fair for To Choose to run a huge race and to put the record straight in that 4:15.
To Choose gets the nap vote for Andy then in the 4:15. The 4:45 is race 7 on the card. This is Division 1 of the Simonstown Handicap. It's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Market support this morning for Aidan O'Brien's Udugo, who's 5-1 into 7-2 at the top of the market. 6-1 for Byron Beauty. Mallory Heights is 13-2. 8-1 for Snap Click. Palace Art is 10s, and it's 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. A couple of questions here, Andy. What do you make of the market support for the Aidan O'Brien runner, and who do you think wins the 4:45?
Well, I certainly think he's very much one on the shortlist. In fact, he's the shortlist of two, Udugo and Snap Click, as I just mentioned in the previous preview. That race that To Choose is involved in, that was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card. And the first and second obviously fly the flag for that particular race here. Obviously, we want Thomas Gibbon discharged To Choose to run really well and boost the form, hopefully with a win or at least a placed effort in the 4:15. And if so, then there's two just to concentrate on here. Snap Click beat Udugo on that occasion. But the thing is, the ground today is going to be slightly or quite significantly different. And with that in mind, Udigo's obviously got form on softest ground, as he proved the time before when beating Mallory Heights at Wexford, whereas John Gorman's charge, who won that race, his two wins have both come on good to firm. So there is a little bit of a slight question mark about Snap Click on this occasion. There isn't any question marks about Udigo, so I can certainly see where the money's coming from here. So I'd probably put the two up. I'd have the bigger bet, obviously, on Udigo and a small saver on Snap Click.
Couple against field, and in the 4:45, the final race is the 5:15. It's Division 2 of the Simonstown Handicap, which is for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. 6-1 joint favourites this morning, Dewline and the Nutcracker at the head of affairs. 7-1 for Scenic Star, 15-2 for High Focus and Last Garrison, 8-1 for Best Kept Secret, 9s for Black Label and On Demora, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with Dewline. Not only did she run really well over this course and distance at two starts ago behind the aforementioned Snap Click Udigo, and obviously Two Choosers in that race as well, but she went on to win very comfortably the other day at Listowel, proving her well-being, proving that she handles really testing conditions, as it's likely to be, given that this is the last race of the day. I think the ground will probably be soft or even close to heavy if they carry on having the rain that we're having around here. It's certainly forecast over in Ireland. And she's also drawn high, which I think will actually help her in the end, because as they sweep into the home bend, the horses on the outside of the field often come down the middle of the track and get on the better grounds. She's got all the speed figures. She's got the best current form. even though she's up against this nutcracker, who could be very well handicapped from the Thomas Gibney stable, off a mark of 47. Of course, she ran well down in Listoldi the day of her hurdles behind Misty Lady and the Lily the Lioness. It'll be a good performance by the nutcracker, all the same, to beat the informed Dew Line. But either way, it's 6-1. We've certainly got to go with Michael Morven. He's informed 3-0 filly again.
Good work. As usual, Andy, let's just have a quick summary then, if you'll spin a 3-0 selections for Navan one more time.
Yeah, action-packed 8 race card. Hopefully we'll give you a few winners as well to boot. With Gift Wrap starting off the ball rolling in the first. I'll go with Al Mulhalhal in the 2.15, but do keep an eye on Ocean Tides. Yes, I Am could be particularly well handicapped now with the new stable in the 2.45. Golden Raven caught the eye first time out in a very strong maiden here the last day, and hopefully he'll improve like most of Mickey Halpers do from run one to run two. The speed figure suggests that Antique Platinum and Ringside Humour, the two to concentrate on in the 3.45. In the 4.15, Manapa of the Day is to choose, who ran a Herculean race against the tide here last time out. Hopefully he can prove what a decent handicapped horse he is. The 4.45, that form is represented by both Udigo and Snap Click, and they'll do for me there. And in the final race, Dew Line, who was fourth here in that aforementioned race, who went on to win at Lustal the other day, he's got top weight for a reason. Hopefully she could end the card on a positive note for us in the last.
Superb work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Navan this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.